This occurred during the first month of the long vacation. I went up to my London rooms, where I spent 7 weeks working out a few experiments in organic chemistry. One day, however, when the autumn was far advanced and the vacation drawing to a close, I received a telegram from my friend imploring me to return to Donnithorpe and saying that he was in great need of my advice and assistance. Of course, I dropped everything and set out for the north once more. He met me with a dog cart at the station, and I saw at a glance that the last 2 months had been very trying ones for him. He had grown thin and careworn, and had lost the loud, cheery manner for which he had been remarkable. "The governor is dying," were the first words he said. "Impossible," I cried. "What is the matter?" "Apoplexy. Nervous shock. He's been on the verge all day. I doubt if we shall find him alive." I was, as you may think, Watson, horrified at this unexpected news. "What has caused it?" I asked. "Huh, that is the point. Jump in, and we can talk it over while we drive. You remember that fellow who came upon the evening before you left us?" "Perfectly." "Do you know who it was that we let into the house that day?"
"I have no idea."
"It was the devil, Holmes," he cried. I stared at him in astonishment. "Yes, it was the devil himself. We have not had a peaceful hour since, not one. The governor has never held up his head from that evening, and now the life has been crushed out of him and his heart broken, all through this accursed Hudson."
"What power had he then?"
"Ha! That is what I would give so much to know. The kindly, charitable, good old governor, how could he have fallen into the clutches of such a ruffian? But I'm so glad that you have come, Holmes. I trust very much to your judgment and discretion, and I know that you will advise me for the best."